This is Slashdot Review for Thursday, December 2nd, 2004. My name is Andy McCaskey, and this is a 10-minute summary of highlights from recent contributions to Slashdot. Today's music is a featured Creative Commons track for the band Flavor from Twin Cities, Minnesota. We'll get to them just a moment after the headlines. Lots of exciting news on Slashdot here tonight. Lead item is about decentralizing BitTorrent. An anonymous reader writes that Exim is a new file-sharing application being developed by the folks at supernova.org. Exim, E-X-E-E-M, is a decentralized BitTorrent network that basically makes everyone a tracker. Individuals will share torrents and seed shared files to the network. At this time, the details and the full potential of this project are being kept very quiet. But it appears this peer-to-peer application will completely replace supernova.org. No more web mirrors, no more bottlenecks, and no more slowdowns. Exim will marry the best features of a decentralized network, the easy searchability of an indexing server, and the swarming powers of the BitTorrent network into one program. Currently, the network is in beta test and already has about 5,000 users. Unfortunately, the beta testing is closed. But once this program goes public, its potential is enormous. Microsoft is launching a blogging site. Jeff Clark writes that in yet another attempt to take over all the Internet, MSN has launched a blog service called MSN Spaces, with the new version of MSN Messenger, which is due out shortly. Features include comments, stats, and trackbacks, just like every other blog. Another built-in feature is also available, where you can send pictures from your camera phone directly to your space. Now you can let Mom know just exactly what happened at the party last night. Reader J.D. Baker adds that Microsoft has released the first public beta of MSN Messenger 7. It can be downloaded directly from Microsoft and carries the same build number as the recent private beta release. New features include winks, set status before login, drag-and-drop backgrounds, and feedback. Thompson has released its MP3 Surround, a new MP3 codec. They claim that MP3 Surround supports high-quality multi-channel sound at bit rates comparable to those currently used to encode stereo MP3 material, resulting in files half the size of common compressed surround formats while maintaining backwards compatibility. There's some questions here. Wasn't MP3 Pro supposed to be a great new MP3 codec, but it never took off? Anonymous Howard wonders if it's going to go the same route with MP3 Surround. He's also asking if anyone has a technical view of the new Thompson MP3 Surround codec. More television news. Get your broadcast TV anywhere. Circle Times Square has written that Ken Schaefer, who made his name inventing a wireless microphone and a satellite telephone service, has a new offering called TV to Me. It's basically MPEG-4, improved upon, that allows for what he calls best-of-class streaming video over a normal broadband connection. Right now, his only clients appear to be rich sports fanatics, but he eventually wants to make his technology as ubiquitous and essential as TiVo. Or as TiVo is, at least to some of us. Concerning your rights online, Australia has chosen education over filtering. Ripperjack writes that the Australian federal government has rejected a call for internet filtering to, quote-unquote, protect Australians from child pornography, and has opted instead to undertake an education and information campaign to teach parents the perils of the internet. Many anti-spyware products apparently don't live up to their promises. John Wells writes that in the December 2004 issue of PC World, the author of an article entitled Poor Defenders concludes that most commercial anti-spyware software is ineffective. In tests using a fresh install of XP and 6 typical spyware infections, the commercial software failed to stack up against freeware competitor Spybot Search and Destroy. 4 out of 7 commercial products failed to remove any of the infections. One product even installed 57 spyware files itself. The conclusion is, use freeware products like Spybot and Lavasoft's Adaware SE Personal. Slashdot quote of the evening is, if you want to travel around the world and be invited to speak in a lot of different places, just write a Unix operating system. Attributed to Linus Torvalds. Broadcast by biometrics,
censorship,
copyright law, digital rights management,
DMCA,
domain names, e-voting, file sharing, filtering, intellectual property, privacy,
Freedom of Information Act,
RFID, spam, Patriot Act, wireless. If any of these are important to you or your children, you need to be a member of the EFF. EFF, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, with links on Slashdot Review. By Christmas 2005, your camera could have a liquid lens. Roland Papal writes in this article, the Register writes, that camera phones will soon have lenses made from nothing more substantial than a couple of drops of oil and water, but will still be capable of autofocusing and even zooming in on objects. The lenses have been developed by the French company Varioptic, containing drops of oil and water acting respectively as conductor and insulator. They're sandwiched between two windows. These liquid lenses could replace glass or plastic lenses because of several advantages. No moving parts, leading to better reliability, a very small power consumption, very small dimensions on the order of 8 millimeters in diameter, 2 millimeters in thickness, and a very fast response time of 2/100ths of a second. You can expect the first camera phones using these liquid lenses as early as Christmas 2005. The lenses might also appear in medical equipment such as endoscopes, optical networking equipment, or surveillance devices. Spyware removal is really a big business. Prosta Alex writes that just when you thought all the software niches were taken, IDC comes out with a report saying that $12 million was spent on spyware removal tools in 2003, and $305 million will be spent by 2008. IDC also estimates 2/3 of the PC users out there are infected. Large PC vendors are waking up to the spyware threat, having their call centers overwhelmed with spyware-related calls. You probably already know this. If you own a TiVo, the network schedulers are messing with you. Yahoo's running a bit about networks messing with PVRs by adding a minute to shows. If a show runs to 9:01, then you can't TiVo a show on another channel that starts at 9 o'clock. Commander Taco's noticed this and made note of it, although it's less of a factor if you have a dual-tuner TiVo. But it's interesting to see the mainstream coverage. There's a chance that Nintendo is going to Hollywood, or at least they're taking a look at the big screen. TechStar 25 reports that video game giant Nintendo is going Hollywood by creating an in-house unit to develop animated features based upon numerous properties owned by the company. The plan calls for Nintendo to create a movie based on one of its own franchises for theatrical release in 2006. The original story is from Variety. It doesn't really say what properties to expect. Well, it looks like that Lycos anti-spam screensaver has been a little too successful. It's actually bought down several spam sites. Chairman Miao writes that according to BBC News, the screensaver, released by Lycos Europe, has been too successful at targeting spam sites. It's bought down two sites and a third site responded only intermittently. It's raised concerns that the screensaver amounts to a distributed denial-of-service attack against spam sites. Of course, spammers deserve to be punished, but will denial-of-service attacks against spam sites help curb the problem of spam? While the screensaver allegedly throttles back when a site slows down, it would seem that it's being a bit overzealous. This department of Slashdot is called the You Should Have Paid Your Student Loan Department. ALU writes that under the terms of the Fair and Accurate Credit Transaction, or FACT Act, which was passed last year, amid growing concerns over privacy and disclosure of sensitive financial data, the three leading credit reporting agencies must provide consumers with a free summary once a year of all credit information on file for that person. Consumers in 13 Western states will be able to grab free online copies of their credit reports starting Wednesday. Thanks for listening to Slashdot Review for Thursday, December 2nd, 2004. My name is Andy McCaskey, and I have no affiliation with Slashdot other than as a regular reader. and offer this material and other items of interest under the Creative Commons Attribution Share-Alike license. Today's featured album track is from GarageBand.com Flavor. Links to the commercial site and this Creative Commons license track at GarageBand.com may be found by following the links on /.review.
Right.